Hello, everybody, and welcome to our Elimination Chamber preview extravaganza.
I don't think that that is what the pay-per-view is called this year. I think it's called What's in the Box?
What's in the box? So, we are going to discuss that, among other things, of what is in the box.
I will be very, very, very happy if what's in the box is Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
Wow. If you guys don't get the reference, contact your local library. They'll tell you what it is.
Exactly.
So we'll save the box for the end.
Don't ask us.
Yeah. So yeah, we're going to save the box for the end. Because we want to build up the suspense.
Well, I have a question for you before we don't talk about it.
Okay.
Do you think it is a participant to either of the chambers?
No.
Oh,
what a waste that would be.
I was thinking that could be one of the things they did. One of the many shitty things they could do. But yeah. Okay, let's go through this huge card. Only four matches.
Yep. Four long matches. Okay, so let's begin. We're going to do the non-chamber matches first. Because I think they're kind of easy, kind of to the point. And then we'll get to the chamber matches. So we'll start with the women's intercontinental title match. Becky Lynch against AJ Lee.
I have AJ Lee winning. It is the most obvious win I have ever seen in many, many years.
Do you have her winning the belt?
I don't know. Probably.
Okay, because in my scenario, in my head.
Yeah.
I have AJ winning the match.
Yeah,
but
not the belt.
I do not have her winning the belt.
Okay.
I think Becky will find a cheap way, chicken shit heel way.
Yeah.
To get herself either disqualified or counted out.
Yeah.
To where she loses the match but keeps the belt.
I don't mind that, to be honest, because I definitely have a match between them at WrestleMania. Anyway.
WrestleMania, right. Yeah. Which is what I thought this was going to lead to, was a match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I think I saw a theory about them having an I Quit match at WrestleMania. And I can see that. And she finally wins it there. But the reason why I think maybe she will stand tall with the title is because we are
in Chicago. I know.
So
let's make the people of Chicago happy.
Yeah, I think I still am going to go with title change, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't be upset about it, but I just, if they ever said, Bill, you're going to book WWE, how would you book this?
Yeah. I would book it with a DQ.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I, yeah.
All right. The other non-chamber match is the World Heavyweight title, CM Punk defending against Finn Balor. This match, by the way, is presented by the U.S. Air Force. It is on the WWE website, if you do not believe me.
That's the U.S. Air Force invades other countries. I do believe that nobody is going to invade CM Punk's title.
Oh God, no.
No.
Oh no, no way. Like, as much as I love Finn Balor, I think he's a terrific wrestler. This is the one thing I
can you imagine love. Punk losing in Chicago? it would be funny.
Here's the thing about these February pay-per-views that I've never really liked is when you have a match like this, it's like, why am I going to watch this? Because I know who's going to win.
Yeah.
You know, why? Like, because I know people are like, why do we have to have a pay-per-view after the Survivor Series? Which, thankfully, they've done away with that.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have to have a pay-per-view in between the Rumble and WrestleMania? Like, I don't get it.
I mean, some matches here are kind of important for building to WrestleMania, but yeah, no, this match definitely is not actually needed on the card.
Right.
There's absolutely no way Finn Balor wins.
Now, let me ask you a question. Does Roman Reigns get involved in the match?
Probably not.
You don't think so? Okay. Nah. Will he make an appearance at the show?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Now let's get to the two chamber matches, because, I mean, I could make the argument these are the money matches.
Like, yeah.
That's what everyone is paying to see. So we'll start with the Women's Elimination Chamber match presented to us by Dodge Ram. Again, look it up on the WWE website, folks. I'm not kidding. It's on there. So it is Tiffany Stratton, Asuka, Alexa Bliss, Rhea Ripley, Raquel Rodriguez, and Kiana James.
Well, I can tell you who's not winning. Kiana James.
No.
I don't think Rhea Ripley will win. She has other things to do. It's probably the most boring answer.
You're thinking Tiffany Stratton?
Yeah.
All right. I 1,000,000% agree with you on Kiana James. Although, and I have a theory of why she's in this. Because we talked about it 4 weeks ago when we reviewed the Royal Rumble. Mm. How she was in there for, what was that, over a half hour, I think it was. And there had been reports where it's like, that was a one-time thing. They're not going to push Kiana James. I think this is a reward to Kiana for how she did in the Royal Rumble.
I agree.
Because I think someone else could have been in this spot, but I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to make a big fuss about it.
But yeah, no, I think the boring answer is the obvious answer.
I think Alexa's not winning because I think she and Charlotte are going to have a match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Asuka's not winning as much as, and I freaking love Asuka.
I would love that.
I wouldn't be surprised if she and Kairi had a match at WrestleMania.
You're right.
So it comes down to Raquel, Tiffany, and Rhea.
Mm-hmm.
Rhea's case for me actually went up a bit after what happened on SmackDown last night, where, and this is a spoiler alert for those who haven't watched SmackDown yet, she and Io lost the women's tag team titles to Nia Jax and Lash Legend.
Yeah.
Who have a terrible team name. I do not like the team name.
What is their team name?
The Irresistible Force.
Yeah, that is shit.
Yeah, I don't like that name. But I'm gonna make a case for Raquel Rodriguez. This is not my pick, but I'm gonna make a case for her. This would make a great story for Renault. Mm-hmm. For two reasons. One, the job that she did teaming with Roxanne Perez while Liv was on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
They kept that vision going for a while. That's the first thing. The second thing is Liv's got the title shot with Stephanie Vaquer at WrestleMania, which was decided this week. What a great storyline it would be if another member of Judgment Day goes for the other women's title and both of them win it.
Yeah.
There is that possibility. Unfortunately, I am going to agree with you. I think the answer to this is Tiffany Stratton. Because I believe Rhea Ripley and Io have to have a match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And the first step was them dropping the women's tag team titles.
Yeah.
So, I agree with you. I think she's going to win, and we're going to get her and Jade again. This would be number three within a year at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see what happens. Now to the men's Elimination Chamber match, which is presented by Wheatley American Vodka. Go up on the website, folks. Okay, so we've had a little bit of a development with this match. This past Monday on Raw, I was going to be to an OG Americano Grande. Reed was supposed to have won that match, but he tore his bicep in the match. So he, you know, they had to change the finish to where Jey Uso won. Last night on SmackDown, again, spoiler alerts, Jey Uso got attacked. And it's to the point where he is out of the match. So they had another match to decide the final spot, and Logan Paul won the match. So the match is now Randy Orton, Cody Rhodes, Javon Evans, Trick Williams, Logan Paul, and LA Knight.
Well, my boring answer is going to be Cody Rhodes, but I think that is my genuine pick. But I will say I will be very, very happy if I'm wrong about that.
I'm going to start off by saying what a tremendous opportunity this match is for both Javon Evans and Trick Williams.
Oh, yeah.
This is a tremendous opportunity for the both showcases. And I think one of them or the both of them are going to have a breakout performance tonight. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
See, the problem is, to me, it's either Randy Orton or Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
And my friend, DK, we discussed this earlier in the week on the DK and Bill Wrestling podcast. He made a valid argument for Orton to win. Because if he wins, he faces Drew. And if he wins the title, it would be number 15, which would get him closer to Cena. But with Cody, on the other hand, you know, Drew screwed him out of the Royal Rumble. Cody wants to get another shot. But there's also Jacob Fatu in the mix.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of at like a coin toss with either Orton or Cody. But I feel like Cody is in this, but if Orton wins it, I'm absolutely fine, because I actually think the last 5+ years, Randy Orton, this has been like the best period of Randy Orton I've ever seen.
Mm.
Like, he's just so much better than I remember. Like, he's more mature, he's more focused. Like, you could see it in his work, you know? And he's still at a good age. He's only 45 years old. He's still got maybe another 5 years.
Oh, definitely.
But I think Cody is winning this.
Yeah.
But
I think so as well.
If he doesn't win, I really wouldn't be surprised, like you said. All right. Now we've got to discuss the most interesting thing at this event.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? Okay, so for those that haven't followed the last 2 weeks, we're going to give you the very quick backstory of the box. So it begins 2 weeks ago on Raw. Adam Pearce receives this box. And it says, do not open until 2/28/26. Pearce is like, send it to Nick Aldis. So on Friday, or that Friday, Aldis gets the box. And he's like, send it back to Pearce. Pearce gets the box back. And he's like, you know what? Aldis and I, we're going to open the box at the show. So, we are at the day of the show. What is in the box? Who is in the box? What is in the box?
I think it is something to do with WWE 2K26 or whatever they are at now. I think it is something promotional. I think it's a figure that you can play, or Kane with a mask or something silly. I think it has something to do with WWE 2K26.
Oh my god. That would be such a huge disappointment.
I know. That's why I say that's why I'm saying it.
That's what, because, I'm thinking.
Yeah. I think people are making expectations for themselves that are a little too high, like Chris Jericho would do something stupid like this. And things like that. So I'm putting my expectations as low as they can get.
Right.
It's a promotional thing that has something to do with WWE 2K26.
Okay. So I'm going to give you...
I genuinely think it is something disappointing like that.
Yeah. It's just, to do this in Chicago is like the worst possible place to do this.
I know.
I would say that, LA and New York, those are like the three places I would not want to have a promotional thing.
But I mean, Your Honor, I present in front of you the egg.
The golden egg. The gobbledygooker.
Yes, the gobbledygooker. So it's not like they've tried to do this before, and it has never worked. So I think it's better to have super low expectations and then be pleasantly surprised if it's something better.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to give you my non-serious answer first. And then I will give you my real answer. So, what I think is in the box is the gobbledygooker.
Yeah, that would be fun.
But let me explain where this goes. Gugger comes out, does Turkey in the Straw, and then Undertaker comes out. And then Undertaker comes in and tells the gobbledygooker that he ducked it into the WWE Hall of Fame class of 2016.
Yes, please.
And then we will have a translator for the gooker at his induction ceremony.
Please.
Yes. So that is my 1,000,000% not serious here, but it would be absolutely funny if it did happen.
I would love that.
I did not. Now I'm going to be honest. I did not have an answer until yesterday.
Okay.
Because a certain individual posted on social media that his contract with a certain wrestling organization ended yesterday. He is now a free agent. Or,
and that is who?
Maybe. I'm gonna get to it in a minute.
Okay.
Or he was a free agent and maybe had been working out a deal with WWE and then had to wait until his contract with this other promotion ran out. I believe In the Box making their WWE debut tonight, Danhausen. And the reason I say that is that he and Punk are really good friends. And I think Punk vouchered for Danhausen to get to WWE.
I would not mind that.
No, I wouldn't either.
My only problem with that is then WWE contacted him before his contract went out.
Which is possible. We don't know. I mean, I think realistically your answer is the right answer. I think it is some promotional thing. And like it's going to disappoint everybody. But I don't know. I really don't know. I wish I knew, but I don't.
Well.
So I'm just taking a wild guess.
I just want people to stop saying that it's going to be Jericho.
Oh, it's not. It's not.
No.
Because I think there was a report that came out that his AEW contract is frozen right now.
Right.
So, no, I definitely do not believe it's Jericho. Like, if Jericho was to have returned, it would have been at the Rumble, and he didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, all no, right. We'll see.
Oh, real quick.
Probably something stupid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Real quick, before we wrap this up, and I did see this news today, and I think this should be brought up. Because the next pay-per-view that WWE has is this show called WrestleMania?
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I've never heard of it either. So anyway, on both nights of WrestleMania, if you do not have here in the US the ESPN app, you will be able to watch the first hour of both nights of WrestleMania free.
Oh, really?
Saturday, the Saturday show, the first hour will be on ESPN2. And the second night, the first hour will be on ESPN.
Huh. Okay.
So
I think that's the smart way of getting people to
get the show. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like a pre-show.
Yep. So, all right. So, okay.
So,
I'm looking at
who's
this.
In the Hall of Fame now? So I saw that,
AJ Styles.
Yeah.
I like that. That should be the headliner this year.
I agree.
Cause the only other person that right now is being inducted is Stephanie McMahon.
Yes.
So AJ,
I hope he gets the headline.
I did read that he would like to have John Cena induct him in.
Yeah, I can see that.
Which I'd be all for.
Yeah. Why not?
So I guess we could say so far the class of 2026 is phenomenal.
Now, here's the question. Will we get any new inductees today?
No. No? I don't know. Like, I mean, yes, I joked about the gobbledygooker. But
yeah.
I don't think we're going to get an announcement. But we could be wrong.
Okay, is Kane in?
Kane is already in.
Okay. What if it is something 2K related, and it's an inductee?
Don't know.
What if it's Cena? Can you imagine the booze if just Cena stands there? That would be so funny.
Well, we're gonna find out tonight. That is for certain. Mm-hmm. And
what time is it for people out there?
7 PM Eastern.
Nice.
So that'll be what? Midnight, 1 o'clock for you?
Yeah.
So you'll probably be watching it while I'm in bed tomorrow.
I'm watching it tomorrow. Yeah.
And then we'll.
We will.
So there we go.
Will the gobbledygooker come out?
Please. Oh my god, I would die laughing if that's what happens. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in.
I hope it is. It's even more funny.
More of a bigger disappointment right there.
One of the disappointments right there. Okay.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Join us tomorrow.
I thought of the most stupid one. Okay. Are you ready?
Ready.
what if it opens, and what is in the box is that lady from that movie, and she's a downloadable character from WWE 2K26.
Wait, there's a
Gwyneth Paltrow. Lady?
Oh, God.
That would be funny. Okay.
I would hope a lot of people would get the reference. That's all I'm going to say. If that is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you guys for tuning in. Join us tomorrow as we review the Elimination Chamber. And we'll see if one of us is right or both of us are wrong on what's in the box.
Gobble, gobble.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.